It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. It's never too early to start thinking about lunch, even though it's really, I guess, breakfast time right now. But for years, Spicy Village in Manhattan's Chinatown has been winning rave reviews from customers for the food and for the low prices. And now, just three blocks away, it has a sequel of sorts called New Spicy Village. But it's unclear what the connection is between the two villages. For more, we are joined by Scott Lynch, who writes about food for Gothamist. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's going on? Good to be here.
Before we get to this mystery, tell us about the food. You have long been a fan of the original Spicy Village in Chinatown, right?
Yeah, Spicy Village is like one of those great like shoebox restaurants down in Chinatown. The dish I always get every single time is the spicy big tray chicken, which is just one of my favorite dishes in New York. I've probably eaten it more times over the past 10 years than any other dish in the city.
Big tray chicken that comes on a big tray? Is that how it gets its name?
Yeah, spicy big tray chicken. So it comes in like a wok kind of bowl, and it's just filled with like these hacked up bits of bird. There's some sodden potatoes in there, and the sauce is just incredible. And they also do their own hand-pulled noodles. So you get a side of that stuffed in. So it's like you got this like chewy carbs going on there too. It's very animalistic, and it's like, it's definitely, you know, you're picking up the chicken and you're chewing on the bones, and it's just incredible.
And the new place, New Spicy Village, how does the food measure up?
Well, so the New Spicy Village, the menu's pretty much exactly the same. There's a couple of new dishes, but it's almost exactly the same. And they do have, of course, the spicy big tray chicken. So I had the spicy big tray chicken at New Spicy Village about a week ago, and it was exactly the same as Old Spicy Village. So now you've got these two restaurants with pretty much my favorite dish in New York City, and they taste like equally good. So good news all around so far.
Good news all around so far. And now the mystery. They're three blocks away from each other, basically. And there is some confusion as to whether New Spicy Village has the same owner as Spicy Village, or if this new location is actually a competitor. Can you explain?
Yeah, well, I wish I could explain. It feels obviously like a sequel, New Spicy Village. And the man I talked to in there, you know, said he's the owner of both. The chef is the same at both. And this opened up because there was some concern that Spicy Village over on Forsyth, the original one, was perhaps going to lose their lease. And so New Spicy Village is kind of like the safety net, so there'll be at least one Spicy Village. So I went back to the Old Spicy Village to confirm. There, they said, he's crazy. We have no idea what he's doing. He has nothing to do with us.
Wow.
I don't know whether there's some kind of family feud going on there. And in fact, in New Spicy Village, he has hung a replica of the Spicy Village sign next to his New Spicy Village sign. So there's actually two signs up there. One says New Spicy Village. The other says Spicy Village.
Okay, a spicy mystery. But it sounds like the food is great in both locations. So hopefully they can work this out. Scott Lynch, thanks again.
Yeah, and there's just one more thing. You know, Chinatown certainly has room for two Spicy Villages. So it's kind of a win if you like to eat spicy big tray chicken.
So once again, New Spicy Village is located at 118 Eldridge Street in Chinatown. The original Spicy Village is at 68 Forsyth Street. And for more, you can check out Scott's photos at gothamist.com.